So, Baze, Haislo Marpesis Pona Lushusarabim. So, Marpesis is like a porch, right? A balcony that's right that overlooks the Lushusarabim. You know, you can imagine, it's like Mea Sharm, right? You have all these overhangs, everyone's walking down the streets, right? So, Roshoy Lahaniach Haneros Alhamako, Lahanicham Hamarpesis. You're allowed to place it actually by the outer part of the railing of the Marpesis. You don't have to put it actually by the opening of the doorway to get out there. Okay. Morning, Gimel. Hamalik the Pesach sheish b'mezuzah. So if you're lighting in a doorway that has a mezuzah with it, also yaniach haner b'smol. You put the ner Chanukah goes b'smol on the left side. Af im hili kvar chaveru sham ner Chanukah. Even if someone else has already lit there in ner Chanukah. V'hu adin ipchon, the opposite. If you're lighting in a door or the doorway does not have a mezuzah for whatever reason, you put on the right side. Gam im kvar dolkin sham neiros Chanukah. Even if already there are, what's it called? Other ones are lit there.
In the right place.
In the correct place. Yes. So if you look in Beis, in the Devar Halacha, it says, Afal pi, devlav hachi, harehu kvar, misovi, v'mitzvos, mikol makam, lo amrina, nebichai gabna, chaziras, yamin, lios adifa, delo palginan, mitakonos chachamim. So it's a nice idea, he brings in the footnote actually on the Orchos Halacha, at the bottom, number 7, a little bit of a hashkaf over here, as to why Bedafki would have the menorah there. So it says, Zelos Rabbeinu, Bishrishimus Ksavyad, we have handwritten notes. Mashimad Likim and Pesach Abayis Mitzad Smol. The reason why we light on the left hand side, Yesh Bezegam Rayon Nosaf. There's an additional idea here besides the halachic aspect of it. Shahare, Iker Rotzon Shel Yovon, Haila Hashkiach HaTorah. Right? That was what we'd say in the davening. That was the whole words that the Yavonim wanted us to forget our learning. V'hoyu gam misyavnim, there were also misyavnim, you know, Hellenized Jews. Asher hishlimu osam va'omru itam, right? They were with them. Sorry, they were with the itam. They're with them. Va'omru she'enenu tzrichim lahavlit, right? Gam michutz lebayis es hahevdel she'ibinenu uvein hanochrim. We don't need to accentuate externally any differences that have outside of the home, right? As Mr. Yavnim said, I think there's a quote I'm thinking of, I don't remember correctly. A Jew in the home and a something in the street or something like a Russian in the street or an Englishman in the street. I forget this story. But it was like, it's like, no, keep your Yiddishkeit at home. Don't, it doesn't go.
Think Yiddish and dress British?
No, maybe that's it. Yeah. Think Yiddish and dress British. Okay, good. I see you should think and dress Yiddish, but okay. No, right, that's the quote. Somebody says the quote like that. Yeah. So, okay, that's the Misyavnin. Lechein says Rav Shlomo Zalman Ravach. Kovu es haner bismol haknisa. That's why it's on the left side of the Knesset, Shehu Yamin Hayotze, because that's the right side when you're going out of the house. Right? You always put the mezuzah on the right because you're walking past it. Okay, but when you're leaving the house, you're going out. So what's on your right-hand side when you're walking out into the street? Chanukah. L'remez Shetehei HaTorah Ner L'ragli HaAdam V'or HaNesivasi V'gam B'tzeiso HaChutzos, to show this idea we're going out into the world, both literally and figuratively, that the Torah is there. That's what's on the right-hand side. That's the Yad Yamin. It's the strong thing. V'or Kodosh Zeh Mashpia Al HaAdam Bayis Mechutz. It's not just inside the house. Not just thinking Jewish, thinking Jewish and dressing British. It goes out. It goes misafa luchutz. It goes outside as well. Sheor haTorah yoyer tomi bebeiso, in the house. Vigam Torah haTorah es darko bechol maasav amitzeiso min habayis. So that was a beautiful idea that he brings down as to what the besides the halachic aspect of it, but the hashkafa aspect of having the Torah there with us. Okay, then the next one in Gimel on the top, it says who adin hamalik becholim. So too, this is talking about if you're lighting in a window, to put it on the right side of the window. Diyesh lo lahaniach l'ner b'yamin hachalon, fine. De b'chol mide de mitzvah yomin odif. V'lav da'afk v'pesach. We always see the right side is preferable. V'af b'shar mile matzinu de yamin odif kimo b'levisha
b'godim. Do you mean the right side from the inside or from the outside?
Right side. Right.
Because by the door, the mezuzah is on the right as you enter, so it's on the left from the inside. It's on the right.
No, it's the right. It's the outsider looking. But he says
the outside, so it should be the left on the inside then. Because on the outside, it's the right side. The people looking in.
No, I think he's saying also from the inside, from you the inside perspective.
Just because then even by the door, if you're looking from the inside perspective, you'd be landing on the right because.
Right. Yeah, yeah, correct. So yes, this is correct. That, I think. Correct. Yeah. Because he says you find a preference for the right side in halacha. The halacha is when you're putting on your shoe, right? You put your right shoe on first, right? Anything you're putting on your jacket, you put on your right, whatever. Everything. Yad yamino. The right side always has a preference, right? Yamino eish das lamo, right? That we always a person carrying the sefer Torah. They're lefties. They always carry supposed to carry the sefer Torah on their right side, even if that's not their strong hand, but out of deference to the majority of people in the world on the right side. So what does he say out here in 8? This is a nice idea as well to bring out. Where is that? So you have Luach Eretz Yisrael, Sha'im, Iyevshav Pesach, Madlikim B'chalon, B'tzad Yamin. Right? If you can't do it in the doorway, you light on the Chalon B'tzad Yamin. That's that. He brings that down as well. Okay. Is that it? Yeah, next one. Okay. Dal Hadar Binyan Megurim. Okay, it's an apartment building. You have a lot of people in one common space. Prati or Meshutaf. It's a private, or it's a lot of partners over there. Madlikin bachutz yadlik bepesach habinyan. You light the entrance to the doorway of the building. Hapon the Meshus Harabim. It opens up to the street. Ve'im yesh shvil hamolich Meshus Harabim ad pesach habayis. There's a path that goes from the street to the opening of there, Yadlik Berosh Hashvil. You should light there at the beginning of the path of the road. Afal pi she'ein sham tzuras ha-pesach. Even though it's technically not the doorway over there, that's where you should light. So he's going to explain that that's not really.
This is only when it's shared?
No. Prati or Meshutaf, right? If it's whether it's. Uh-huh. Yeah.
But most people have some kind of path, so I mean.
You mean like a driveway, you're saying?
Driveway or a sidewalk or something that leads up to the house, right?
I mean. Yeah, no, but we'll see like that. He says, however, look. Oh, okay, let's work it out. No, but it's not talking about those types of things. It's talking about a different specific case, not a regular bias. This is when there's multiple owners, multiple families, whatever, something like that, in a dormitory, stuff like that. Okay, an apartment building.
So the entrance.
The entranceway, yeah. In Hage, the flow thing says, "Mihu, however, im hilik bet chalon beso nam yotze kidlahan." Right? If you didn't light there, where he's saying properly to be lit in the window of your house, that also would work. In Vav, he says, "This is interesting. Why are we lighting at the entrance to the lobby? We'll call it the lobby, right? That sounds like a good term. Debezeh ke pesach hachotzer. This is like the entrance to the chotzer in times of Chazal." He had a few different things. We talk about this many times when learning Eruvin. You have the street, right? Yeshus HaRabim. Each street goes into a mavui, which is the alleyway. And each mavui goes into a chotzer, right? And every chotzer goes into this little batim in the house. So the Pesach chotzer is like the apartment building.
So if you're in an apartment building, there's better light by the door.
Here we go. Good, right here. This is it. Excellent. Where to light in an apartment building? Shecheder HaMadregos HaRehu KeChotzer Shalkol B'nei HaBinyan. So the stair room, it's a bad translation, the stair room, the lobby, the stairway where the common area, everyone goes up the stairs, that end, that's like everybody's common area. It's not really the same things explained. In times of Chazal, they actually use their chutz as an extra room. Everyone's doing work, they're doing the laundry, they're doing all things. No one's doing the laundry in the apartment, in the lobby of your building.
You walk there, right.
But they use it. Maybe the mailboxes are there, maybe there's, I don't know.
Sofas or something.
Yeah, maybe there's something happening in the lobby. Even though technically it might be better persuminis if you were light in the window. It's better to light it there because that's what the Gemara says to light, right? So you're lighting by the Pesach, so that would be the
modern image. Each individual household that's responsible.
Yeah. And that agrees to this. He's gonna quote the Veho, the Motum, Shmei, the Maran, Chazonish, Zal, the Cheder Madregos, Ein Lahalik Pescho, Lefi, She'ein Mishtamshin Bo, Kimoshe, Chatzeros, Bisman Chazal. Right? So the Chazon said, no, because there you actually, Pesach Chotzer means when you're a room you're using. We're not using the lobbies the way they were using it then. Tzorach Ian, the Nirat Poshut, Shema, She'omer, Shahalik Pesach. Hachotzer ain't a davke mishum diyesh al hachotzer sham shem bayis mamish. That's not what I'm doing it. Ela mishum dehosam havi persumenisa tefei. There's a greater persumenisa. V'kevin shekein. Lo be'inin tashmishei diurin ela dai bekach shechotzezu mishameshes lo leknisa v'yitzia. People walk in and out using this v'dav v'nikar shehu shimusho. And people realize that that's what you're doing. So like you said, you're using the lobby to get in and out of the building. You're using it for doing certain things there. It's not just like a hallway. Sha'al yidei zeh yoidim b'nei v'shus harabim shener zeh dol hudlak al yidei deyore habayis. People walking by will realize, oh, this is where they live. This is the thing. They're lighting there. The Tashmish Ze Shapir Iko Gam Becheder Hamadregos Shibizmanenu. So this is a level of usage that would be good enough, according to Shlomo Zalman Orbach, to light in the in your hotel, in your apartment lobby.
That everybody has to pass through.
People get into the building that way, right? What else can we add? This in 12. Kisvei Talmidim Roa Mashkosiv Orchos Rabbeinu. Orchos Rabbeinu is the stipler, right? Shigam Ha is the stipler. Zal Haisa Daitokain. He also, the stipler held like this as well. Okay. So Rakit Nira Shikavan Shilo Rotu Lahoros Bazet Lamaisa. He didn't want to pass in this way Lamaisa to do this. The last piece, just to point out, it says, even though you're lighting at the beginning of that road, right? Even though there's no tzuras habayis there, he says that that's not ma'akev. You don't have to have the tzuras habayis. I'm trying to get this in 13. But also hatkufa shematras ayavonim haisa hashkachas haTorah chas v'shalom. So why would they want us to get us forget? Rotz l'horos shehashemin sarich lahayir lo rak es haneshama elagam haguf sarich liyos bevchinas or. So this idea that not just the neshama, but the guf, there's a union between the guf and the neshama, and the Torah provides for both. Lechein hiliku neiros bechatzos kodshecha, right, as we say in Al Hanisim. Lehoyer gam bechutz, to light outside. You saw the other piece. Lechein madlikim bepischei habatim, we light at the opening, the entrances to our houses. Lirmos, to hint at this idea, sheish lehoyer lo rak es pnimius, not only the inside, elegam es hachitzonius, actually the external parts as well. Lechein mishitoka hacham, when the sun sets, sheaz or vechoshech mishtamshin beiburvia. That's the whole word. The time of the lighting is so significant because that's when you have sundown. When you have, it's like that. It's like literally the twilight zone. You know, you have the sun and the moon are intertwined. As meirim b'ner Chanukah liremez al haguf v'haneshama hamurven yachad, because that's an idea. The sun in the night mixing together is to hint to the guf and the neshama. Sheyesh lehayir ba'or haneshama gam es haguf, that a neshama should light up our guf as well. The guf is obviously the chitzonius, what you see. You don't see the person's neshama, you only see the chitzonius. The Gemara talks about in Brachos, the neshama is, it sees but is not seen. But the guf is. So that idea of mixing the two together, that's part of the hashkafa behind lighting at the Pesach. Okay? Have a great day, everyone.